We're joined now by Adi Dawisha. He is a professor of political science at Miami University of Ohio. Professor Dawisha, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Give us your reaction to the capture of Saddam Hussein.
Well, of course, it's a reaction of elation, of great happiness, but I think more importantly, one of great relief. I had thought that given that it's been over 7 months or 8 months and we hadn't been able to capture him, and then General Sanchez, I think last week, said something to the effect that it was like finding a needle in a haystack, I was beginning to despair somewhat. And so I was very, very happy to be woken up by, if I may say so, another radio station telling me the news this morning.
What psychological effect will this capture have, and as well as perhaps a physical effect on what is happening in Iraq?
Well, if one thinks on two levels, first on the level of the resistance, it will certainly have a great impact, but I think more in the long term than in the short term. In the short term, the resistance had established its own internal logic, its own kind of organizational mechanism. Many of these people are being led by remnants of the old regime, but maybe also by kind of young men who are carrying the torch of the cause themselves, and so on and so on and so on. And so maybe in the short term we're not going to see that much of a change, but I think in the long term it will have a great impact on the resistance, because after all they can only work through the symbols of the past to, in a sense, have an impact on the people of the present, and that symbol of the past is now captured.
What about that symbol and the videotape, the images of Saddam Hussein? What effect will that image have on the Iraqis?
You're absolutely right. I was going to say that this was the second level, and that is, to me, the more important one, and that's of the Iraqi people as a whole. Remember, Saddam Hussein had held a dominion over Iraq for 30 years. He did not only rule brutally through his various security agencies, through the millions, through the hundreds of thousands that he killed, but also psychologically. A lot of people kind of began to see him as indestructible. You hated him, but you knew that he wasn't going to go away. He was the man who had ruled over them. He was tall. He was always reasonably fit. He dyed his hair black to show the symbols of youth and virility and so on and so forth. Well, now you see a man who really looks very, very tired, a broken man with long white beard, who had an American soldier poke his instruments into his mouth and into his ears, and they're looking for lice in his hair. That image has to be shown on Iraqi TV, and if I were there, I would show it literally over and over and over again, because it will certainly, I mean, that kind of image will break this notion, this perception of Saddam as being indestructible, the Saddam of the hundred palaces, the Saddam of the of wealth and power.
Adi Dawisha is professor of political science at Miami University of Ohio. Professor Dawisha, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.